I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, December 1st. There were 29 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 403. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map, but the positivity rate has climbed to almost 2.7%. There have been 138 deaths. A proposal to redirect air traffic to and from Logan Airport over portions of Quincy is being opposed. Mayor Thomas Koch and Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci have written to Massport, arguing that the latest plan by Milton to divert air traffic away from their town is pushing their problem onto a less affluent community. A Quincy woman has been sentenced to a year of house arrest after pleading guilty to defrauding public benefits programs. 46-year-old Nicole Cazamatis underreported her income as a licensed social worker and lied about her employment to collect over $100,000 in benefits. She must also pay restitution and perform 200 hours of community service. Some sports are coming back to Quincy's high schools at the end of this month. Basketball, hockey, swimming, and diving will return on December 14th. However, indoor track, football, cheerleading, and wrestling are delayed until at least February. 40 endangered sea turtles were transferred from the New England Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard to Florida over the weekend. The Kemp's Ridley turtles were rescued from Cape Cod beaches after they were stranded as the water turned colder. The Quincy Hospital has already treated over 100 stranded turtles this season. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, December 1st.